Around 124 million people in 51 countries were affected by acute food insecurity during the course of last year, according to the latest edition of the Global Report on Food Crisis. That's an increase of 11 million people since 2016. Dominique Bourgeon, director of the Emergency and Rehabilitation Division at the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, says that 74 million people are living in countries where conflict is having a devastating impact on their ability to access food and make a living. He spoke to Muriel Saar about the findings of the multi-agency report.
The major finding of this report is that acute hunger has increased in 2017. As a matter of fact, there were in 2017 124 million people in 51 countries who were in acute food insecurity. If we take the same 45 countries that were covered by the 2016 and the 2017 report, this represents an increase of about 11 million people. The rise in number can largely be attributed to the rise in the intensification in conflict and insecurity in countries such as Yemen, northern Nigeria, Democratic Republic of Congo, South Sudan, and Myanmar. And, I mean, what is clear out of this report is that we will not be able to achieve zero hunger until we address hunger in fragile context and protracted conflict situation. We see out of this report that 74 million people among the 124 million live in 18 countries where conflict is having a devastating impact on people's life and people's livelihoods. The report also shows that persistent drought and climate extreme events have a devastating impact on people's life and livelihood. For example, we have seen the impact in the Horn of Africa as well as in Southern Africa. What we see also coming out of this report very clearly is that more children and women are in need of nutritional support. It means that the impact of this situation on people's nutrition has been tremendous and needs to be addressed.
What are the most affected areas?
Well, the most affected areas are areas indeed where conflict has been prevailing. And unfortunately, we see going into 2018 that unless solutions are found, high level of acute food insecurity is going to continue to prevail in countries such as Afghanistan, Yemen, Syria, Libya, South Sudan, Central African Republic, Democratic Republic of Congo, Mali, Niger. All these countries that are affected by conflict or high level of insecurity, obviously the high level of food insecurity will continue to prevail. In the same vein, we see we are still, of course, very concerned by the impact of climate extreme events, such as, for example, the drought that continues to have an impact as we speak in the Horn of Africa, in the pastoral areas of the Horn of Africa, as well as in the Sahel, which is where we are particularly concerned by the pastoral lean season, by the lack of pasture for livestock, which will in turn have an impact on people's life, livelihoods, as well as on the nutrition, on especially the children, which is of very high concern.
What is FAO planning to do to tackle food insecurity in crisis areas?
Well, first of all, FAO, as part of the international community effort, is contributing to providing massive humanitarian assistance to save people's life and to save people's livelihood. This is important. Providing humanitarian assistance is most needed, but is not enough. What we need is to simultaneously and as early as possible, even in the midst of conflict situation, work at the root causes of this high level of food insecurity. And this is only by doing that we will be able to indeed reduce people's vulnerability and increase their resilience. Unless we do that, unless we engage development actors much earlier on into this protracted situation, we'll see the number keeping increasing on what is called the verge of famine.